Seattle, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia alliance led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG, confirmed those strikes, Turkey considering the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the impact of global trading on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canada and the EU also took exception with the proposed tariffs. More now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's president urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military comes a day after armed group attacked a French embassy and the cultural center, plus the military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The group to support Islam and Muslims claim responsibility for the attacks in a message cited by Mauritania's Al Akhbar news agency. This is VOA News.